ones too. All right, we're observing our Independence Day Wednesday, but we're going to celebrate a little bit here this morning. I'd like to invite everyone, first of all, to stand with me here now as we have the national anthem performed by the University of Oklahoma Trombone Choir. And following that, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
as I said a few minutes ago, this is our celebration for Independence Day, which is Wednesday, the 4th of July. The 4th of July is our Independence Day because that's the date that the Declaration of Independence was ratified and sent forth. But that was just our birth certificate. That was just the beginning of our nation. That certainly wasn't the final result. We fought with the British until 1783 before a treaty was ratified. That's 7 long years of bloodshed and sweat and toil before we actually gained our independence. And we're still fighting for our independence. We're still fighting for our freedom today, every day. And that's something you never, ever stop putting forth the effort to protect and to defend. They're 242 years old this year. I can remember when we were just 200. Like yesterday, I can remember we were just 200. So it's time flies by, as I'm sure everyone's aware of. But that's 242 years that God has blessed this nation and has been on our side and has protected us from very, very severe hardships, very, very severe situations. World War I, World War II, all the many wars we fought. God's our side, is up to us. So that's something we have to continue to fight for as well. So we encourage everyone to pray and put forth the effort and do our part to keep this nation strong and in God's sight. We have a little item we want to give out to everyone this morning. It has our name on it and our website address. It's a way to be patriotic by waving a flag. Also, it has a purpose that it serves as well. You open it up, and you have a wave the flag, and stay cool at the same time. So, Brother Jeff, you, Brother Logan, will come forward. We have one for everybody. Get your fan. Yeah, I can remember not too long ago, the funeral homes and the banks and some of the utilities used to give out fans. But they were pieces of cardboard on a stick and weren't too easy to carry with you. These, with a little practice, you can fold back up and put in your pocket. So for those of you who like to have a little extra wind flow, air flow, just be careful. They bite the first time. Kind of like dryness. Maybe a little. We thought this was a pretty neat little item here. You don't see many of these. It might come in handy to have also on these hot days. There are instructions with it on how to fold it back up so you can get it back in this little carrying case. Now, like I say, you have to practice at that just a little bit. It's a little complicated. All right. Also this morning, David couldn't be with us today. He's going to be celebrating the 4th of July in Norman. But he still wants to be a part of our service this morning. So see, he sent to us a little video and a musical number that he's playing, and we want to show you that here this morning. So let me get the lights. Thank you.
you very much. Well, as things may be, I may repeat a few things you've heard already. That's the way life is sometimes. So we're going to read out of John 8 after a while sometime when I get around to it. And so you might want to flip there just a little bit. Things like what we just saw and the music we just heard gets me all choked up because sometimes I'm afraid we don't really realize how blessed we are to live where we live. Folk would just open their eyes and look around the world and then look at where we're at. We're able to come here and worship freely. That came on the backs of our forefathers who risked everything so that we could be here. 242 years ago, a fledgling young nation voted to separate from Great Britain. The vote was taken on July 2nd, 1776. 2 days later, after some revisions in the document, the Declaration of Independence was approved and signed. Thomas Jefferson was... he's commonly referred to as the author, although there were at least four others that were involved in the writing of it. Just a little bit of coincidence that I find interesting. I love history, y'all know that. But John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, they were the only signers of the Declaration of Independence to become president. They died on the same day, 5 hours apart. And that day was July 4th, 1826. Another founding father, James Monroe, although he didn't sign it, was very much involved. He became president. He also died on July the 4th in 1831. What a day. These great men gained their independence from this world into the eternal realm on the same day of the year as they helped our great nation. America fought a war that most of the world didn't think that they could win. They fought Great Britain, the mightiest military force in the world at that time. They fought with pitchforks, rocks, sticks, clubs, whatever they could find. They were an inspired people. They were a determined people. They were a people guided by the hand of Almighty God. In Romans 8:31 we read, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" I think about this a lot. A lot. How that people want to take God out of our nation. When in all reality, God is our nation. Without God, we would have no nation. America, the great melting pot. People came from everywhere, all over the world, fleeing persecution, looking for a place where they could be free and worship God. They were looking for a land where they could worship God in spirit and in truth. Folk, do we realize they left everything they had? And many of them left all of their family. And they headed west into the great unknown, searching for a place that they wouldn't be persecuted for serving God. We take it for granted today how blessed we are. They left everything they owned, most of their family, and headed off into the great unknown. The trip across the ocean took 2 to 3 months, depending on the wind. I've read a lot about that and talked about it in the past, but a little old boat, they called them ships back then. There's bigger cruising vessels on, hopping around up and down, like a bobber on the end of the fishing line. And oh, by the way, they didn't even know what Dramamine was back then. When they arrived in America, when they landed, set their feet on the shores, they had nothing to start with but a hope and a faith in a true and living God. I can just see in my mind's eye that whenever they got off that little old boat and they got over here to America, that they kissed the ground and thanked the God that they served for seeing them safely across. You know what they had when they got here? They had God. And really, that's all we need. It's God. When they arrived in America, they had a dream and a strong faith in God. Americans came, conquered a wild land, built a nation, pledging allegiance to the flag and the nation it stood for, acknowledging that as long as we stand as one nation under God, we can't be beaten. Sadly, we seem to forget that. I know we've already done this, but if you would stand with me, I want to repeat the pledge. I want you to listen to the words. Let's pledge allegiance again. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. One nation under God. I know how they made it. I know how they got here. I know how they conquered this world. I know how they defeated Great Britain. They did all that because it was God's will. God was on their side. God had a plan for a great nation. 242 years ago this Wednesday, we have stood an independent nation. May she stand till Jesus comes. A lot has happened since the Declaration of Independence was ratified 242 years ago. Not all of it was good. Many wars, many lives lost, much suffering. There are many still serving today so that we can be here this morning worshiping God in spirit and truth. We not only celebrate the birthday of a great nation, but we continue to worship a true and living God. And we continue to give Him the thanks for this great nation of which we're part. I could never express my gratitude the way that I feel for those who have given so much so that I can be free. Our prayers and our thoughts go out to those who are scattered abroad and still serving, those that are at home in the militaries, the police, the fire departments that are serving so that we can all enjoy the freedoms that we so much take for granted. I thank God for our independence. I thank God for this great nation. I thank God that I'm blessed to be a part of it. I know that without God, this nation would not exist. Thank you, God. I know that God has always had a plan for America, and we still have a lot of work to do. I know that God sought to the forming of this nation so that we could spread the gospel to a lost and dying world. I know that the freedoms that we have here to preach and teach about Jesus Christ are granted to us by God, and it's a great responsibility that we share, not only as a church, not only as a people, but as a nation. This still is a Christian nation. Satan would destroy America. He would tear down our freedoms. Satan is a wily character. He starts out with small things, and before you know it, he's taking our liberties from us. America, we need to open our eyes, open our hearts for the freedoms that we hold so dear. Don't sit on our laurels. Don't leave it to someone else. Pray daily for our nation. Pray a hedge of protection around our nation. We see now that people who refuse to furnish services because it's against their religious beliefs are being brought to court. Our freedoms of worshiping in spirit and truth are being attacked. I thank God that the Supreme Court of these United States of America just recently ruled in favor of people standing on their religious beliefs. It saddens my heart that it was a 5-4 vote. It should have been a 9-0. Don't think the attacks are over. They're just getting started. Job says, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." You know, I could preach a whole sermon on that, but listen to me for a second quickly. We don't have long here on this earth. Everyone that's born a woman is not guaranteed very long. And those days are full of trouble, but they're also full of good things. Like being a part of a nation like this. Like being blessed with a church family like we have. Mostly, though, by being blessed by the God that loved us enough to send his son. We can always look at the bad things. I prefer to look at the good. With Jesus, we're winners. And no one can take that from us. We have troubling days. Excuse me. What do? Give up? Nay. We fight. We fight in spirit and truth. We stand firm. We fight the good fight, as Paul said. One of the greatest misconceptions I believe that we're fighting today in religion is the thought that is being promoted that if you know Jesus, everything's going to be okay. Folks, that's not God's scripture. That teaching comes straight from Satan. True independence only comes from God. True independence had to be bought and paid for. Our independence still requires us to put forth effort. Our forefathers came over here and they brought the truth and they stood on that truth. They came to build a nation. They came to build churches, schools, communities. We're enjoying the fruits of their labors. This church, Oak Hill, has stood on this hill for 115 years, preaching and teaching the truth. It's up to us to keep the truth for the next generation. If Jesus Jesus don't come first, I want someone to be standing behind this pulpit 115 years from now, preaching and teaching that Jesus saves. We can't let down. We can't give up. There have been too many who gave too much for us to get lazy and quit. I've said many times, we're only one generation away from untruth. Oh, if our generation doesn't stand firm, preach and teach the truth and pass it to our children and our grandchildren, Satan wins. America loses. I thank God for this great nation. Every day, where we're allowed to worship freely and pray, may God keep it safe from harm, both foreign and domestic. I hope you're all praying the same prayer for our nation. But listen, the cold hard truth of the fact is that no matter what happens here in America, true freedom is not granted by nation states. No form of government can guarantee anyone wealth, health, or freedom. But God can. True freedom comes from God. God can set you free. God can set you truly free. In John chapter 8, verse 31, and then Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See what he said? These were followers of Jesus. These were born again believers. And here's what Jesus told him. If you continue in my word. So, we have the word of God. We have to choose to continue in it. And when we do, then we truly are disciples of Christ. Isn't it amazing that God's word has the answer to all the problems of mankind? Because in all reality, the truth is what sets us free. Jesus says, the truth will make you free, free from the penalty of sin, never to be separate from God. So the question I ask you this morning, and I know we live in a, quote, free nation, but are you truly free? Are you? Do you have a true Independence Day? As I was preparing for this morning, I was thinking about that. I can go back to the time that I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and the burden of the sin debt was lifted from me. And I can tell you, that is true independence. The day you became free from your sins. In verse 33, they answered and said, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? I want you to think about this for a second. Now look at it. Okay? The Jews told Jesus that they had never been slaves. We're Abraham's children. We've never been slaves, okay? Why do you say we need to be set free? Now, think about this for a second, America. If we're not very, very careful, we get the same attitude as they have. I was born a free-born American. I've never been a slave. And here you are telling me I need to be free. Well, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you do need to be free of your sins. It doesn't matter if you're an American or who you are. We are the greatest nation that's ever been on the face of the earth. Thank you, God. But being a member or a citizen of the United States of America will not free you from your sin debt. Only Jesus can do that. There's never been another nation like this before. And there may never be again. But don't fool yourself. Our freedom, our freedoms come from God. It's by His grace and by His power that we're still able to meet and sing, pray, and worship. Thank God daily for what we have. Because in reality, we don't deserve it. But I thank God for the gift. Going down to verse 34, Jesus answered them when they asked this question, and he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever." Now, I want you to think about this for a second. America, how long will she stand? I pray she stands until Jesus comes back. But there's no guarantee. There is not. The house will stand forever, but the Son abideth forever. Thank you, Jesus. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Jesus said, verse 37, "I know that you're Abraham's seeds, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you." I want you to think about this for a second. I could put America in there instead of Abraham. Jesus could say, "I know that you're Americans, but y'all are seeking to push me out. Y'all are seeking to kill me because my word has found no place in you." Verse 38, "I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father." Folk, America, we need to get past thinking that we're too good. And we need to look at this like God looks at it. The greatness that this nation is and stands for is nothing compared to the greatness of God. I'm grateful to be a part of it. But my hope doesn't abide in America. It abides in Jesus. He will truly set you free. Just because we're Americans, just because we're Jews, just because we're whoever we are, it's not going to amount to anything when we stand before God if we're not covered by blood. It's all about the blood. Listen, America. Listen. We still have a lot of work to do till Jesus comes back. Stand firm. Stay a Christian nation. Vote. Vote. Vote godly principles. I don't care which party you belong to or which party you vote for. Vote godly principles. It's vitally important to the world that America stay strong, free, and godly so that we can preach and teach about Jesus worldwide. Brother Leonard was talking about his grandson over in Japan. It's just one of many places. And you look around the world, we have people that are carrying the word worldwide, thank you for your service. We still have a lot of work to do. America, stand strong. Stand united. Stand one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you're hearing this sermon and you've not ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen, God's given you one more chance to have true independence. Jesus died on the cross for you. Maybe you know Jesus as your personal Savior, and maybe you're not doing anything with it. Maybe you're content just where you're sitting. What about your wife or husband, son or daughter, grandchild, mom, dad? What about them? You may be the only chance they ever have of true independence if you share Jesus with them. This could be your Independence Day. Do you know Jesus? If you don't, you can't. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Set sin. Thank you, God, for giving us America. But God, thank you most especially for giving us Jesus. Because that's an eternal gift. If you don't know Jesus, don't put it off. I want to ask our song leader and our pianist to come. Stand with me for a word of prayer, please. Call it.